Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom and welcome to Ask the Messianic Rabbi. I just wanted to let you all know that we're going to postpone the show until next week. We've had some technical difficulties, and so I'm hoping everyone can hear me because it's saying that I'm not connected. Please call in. But anyway, I'm going to recap the show from last week. Of course, we are a Messianic congregation, and the ministry is Beth Hashem Ministries. The host is Rabbi John Wesley A. And, of course, we are continuing to answer the question about, and I'm sorry, apologies. There are articles in the tabernacle. There are articles in the tabernacle in the Old Testament. And how do they relate to our worship with Yah now, and how are we to meet Him? And I'm going to recap from the 50th show. And so for those of you who would like to take notes, you're more than welcome. So before I continue, I will open up in prayer. And so, y'all, we just thank you for each and every person that's listening via live or recording. We just ask right now, and we just repent of any sins, iniquities, and transgressions, known or unknown, intentional, unintentional, and we ask you to forgive us. We thank you for the word today. We thank you for the continuation of the show and how Rabbi has shown us how to go from the outer court to the inner court, as well as entering into the Holy of Holies. We just give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And, Lord, I also choose to forgive those who have committed sins, iniquities, and transgressions against me as well as my family. And so we just ask for your traveling mercies. We thank you for each and every one that's desiring to go deeper in their relationship with you, truly comprehending and understanding what it means to fellowship with you, with through Yeshua showing us the way how to enter into the Holy of Holies with the Father. In the name of Yeshua, amen. And so 2 weeks ago, Rabbi was continuing on my daily, our individual relationship. And one of the things he was telling us was that of the Day of Atonement, this is what we want to experience every day. And because of Yeshua and his blood, we can do that. He was giving us an example of how in the book of Genesis, how Moses, because he had erred when he broke the two tablets over in Exodus chapter 25, I was reading verses 10 through 22, and this is dealing with the Ark of the Testimony. And so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to take the time to recap scriptures so that those that may have missed the last show, they can. And it says, they shall take the ark of acacia wood, 2.5 cubits shall be its length, 1.5 cubits its width, and 1.5 cubits its height. And you shall overlay it with pure gold, inside and out, and you shall overlay it, and shall make on it a molding of gold all around. You shall cast 4 rings of gold for it, and put them on its 4 corners. 2 rings shall be one side and 2 rings on the other side. And you shall make poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold. You shall put the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark, that the ark may be carried by them. The poles shall be in the rings of the ark. They shall not be taken from it. You shall put into the ark of the testimony, which I will give you. You shall make a mercy seat of pure gold. 2.5 cubits shall be its length, and 1.5 cubits its width. And you shall make 2 cherubims of gold. Of hammered work you shall make them at the 2 ends of the mercy seat. Make 1 cherub at 1 end, and the other cherub at the other end. You shall make the cherubim at the 2 ends of it, of 1 piece with the mercy seat.
And the cherubim shall stretch out their wings above, covering the mercy seat with their wings, and they shall face one another. The faces of the cherubim shall be toward the mercy seat. You shall put the mercy seat on top of the ark, and in the ark you shall put the testimony that I will give you. And there I will meet with you, and I will speak with you from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim, which are on the ark of the testimony, about everything which I will give you in the commandment to the children of Israel. And so this was the scripture in which we read. And the reason we were reading it is because Rabbi was taking us into the Holy of Holies. What do we do once we enter and go from the inner court into the Holy of Holies? And it's very important to understand that Yeshua and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, was meeting us in the inner court. And he gave us the example of how Joshua's garments were not clean. They were unclean. What we have to remember is that the enemy is only allowed to be right there as you're transitioning from the inner court to the Holy of Holies. And so he's always there to be accuser of the brethren. So Yah wants to see the ugly. You know, a lot of times in the outer court, it's dealing with things that we're conscious of. But the inner court is where Yeshua reveals the things that may be in our subconscious that we don't know that are not right. And so he's helping us to be prepared so that we can meet the Father. So Yah had to show them, when he was dealing with the mercy seat, inside the Ark of the Covenant is the two tablets, and then, and Rabbi was sharing that with us, as well as the cherubims, as you heard how the cherubims were on top of the Ark of the Covenant, and then there's the mercy seat. And so he will continue next week with going into detail. For Satan can't go past the veil. So remember, Satan is always at the veil, and Satan's point or his purpose is to always to get you to keep looking at yourself. He wants to stop you at that place so you can't enter into the Holy of Holies. And so he always takes his last shot at you right before you get into the holy place. Because after you go through the veil, there's no more slandering, no more accusing, and the enemy knows this. So over in Deuteronomy chapter 10, and I'm just trying to recap that you all will be ready next week. Over in Deuteronomy chapter 10, and this is where Moses had ended up making a second ark. I'm going to read verse 3, 4, and 5, and that's Deuteronomy chapter 10. So I made an ark of acacia wood, hewed two tablets of stone, which we know that's the cup, the Ten Commandments, like the first, and went up the mountain having two tablets in my hand. And he wrote on the tablets, according to the first writing, the Ten Commandments, which the Lord had spoken to you in the mountain from the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly. And the Lord gave them to me. Then I turned and came down from the mountain and put the tablets in the ark, which I had made. And there they are, just as the Lord commanded me. It's important to understand that we must always do what Yah commands us. So in that, we see that there's the testimony. Testimony, Hebrew word for that is edot, which stands for commandment. Our meeting with Yah begins in the Holy of Holies. And so he wants to meet with us. He wants to fellowship with us. And that's a time and a place where we're building our intimacy. That's the bedroom chamber, which many couples understand the bedroom chamber. Well, the same way you understand that in the natural, guess what? We should have that in the spirit with Yah. So we, according to Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 27, and I'll turn over there just to recap, we were made not perfect, but very good. And I'm going to read this so that you'll hear it for yourself, how he created us. So verse 26. In Genesis chapter 1, it reads, sorry, I'm in Genesis 26, verse 26. So it says, and God, Yah, said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So Yah created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. And so here again, he considered us to be very good. And why am I saying that? When we go over to verse 31, and Yah saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning, it were the sixth day. So we were not made perfect, but we were made very good. Enoch, however, did reach that place of the Holy of Holies in his relationship without Yeshua. And we read that in Genesis. So we should be able, with Yeshua and his blood, to reach that same place that Enoch went. That's Yah's desire for us. And to at the end, what we want to recap is Exodus chapter 25, starting at verse 22. And it reads, and I will meet you again, and I will speak with you from above the mercy seat. Here, this is where Yah was speaking to Moses. And, of course, as this recap, he will meet you. Remember that Yah shows up, and when Yah shows up, Satan, Hasatan, Lucifer must leave. And so I just want to make sure that you all are prepped for next week as we continue. And remember that this is all about you and Yah. Call upon his name every morning and bring your ugly and your oogly to him. This is submission, and this is what we want to do. And so, Yah, we just thank you for the recap that we, as we're continuing to fellowship with you, we're learning how to go into the Holy of Holies. And so we just thank you for each and every person that's listening via live or recording. We just ask that your wall of fire be encamped around about them and your glory in the midst of them. And I'm going to read Numbers chapter 6, the priestly blessing. And it says, Yahuwah said to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and his son, saying, so shall you bless the children of Israel, saying to them, may Yahuwah bless you and safeguard you. May Yahuwah illuminate his countenance for you and be gracious to you. May Yahuwah lift up his countenance to you and establish peace for you. Let them place my name, and his name is Yahuwah, on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. And so may Yahuwah bless you and keep you. Thank you for attending the show, and we will continue next week. And I'm sorry, one other thing as the announcement that I want to share with you is that the show is held weekly on Thursdays at 6 p.m. It is Beth Hashem Ministry. And there are two websites in which you can research information. The first one is www.bethhashem.org. And then the second one is www.facebook.com/Beth Hashem Ministry. If you would like to attend our services, if you would email us at bethhashem@yahoo.com for directions. Also, for those that would like a deeper, more Hebraic understanding, we have Zuhl College that we offer. And if you would email us at office@bethhashem.org. Thank you for attending the show, and good night.